Blog Talk Radio.
And I know that you have been waiting all week. Just couldn't wait for Wednesday night so you could be with T. Meyer and Tecila on Christian Talk. Welcome, everyone, to Christian Talk.
Hi, Tecila.
How are you?
I'm doing very good. I'm just saying hi to all our friends and family from all over the world. God bless you.
God bless you.
Special
all over the world.
Out
Look
to
at that.
Oh, God, we are still getting a penny. If you're listening, you are so loved. God bless you. And Sister Daphne and all our, and Pastor Kipling Taylor and all the people, they love you guys. We have so many beautiful guests. I can't say everybody. Chaplain Reyes and Pedro, all the different people that we've had, the people really are so blessed by you guys. So keep on calling in, and what is Dr. Jordan and Sister? I can't name everybody, but you guys know you are Jacqueline Kelly and her sister Chandler. Oh, my God, there's so many people, and the people love the way God moves and used you guys when you're on here. So continue calling and coming in because we love you all. And you can give the number out, or you could go to christiantalkr@gmail.com and put your questions in there. We love the questions.
Yes.
So. It keeps us busy and on our toes, right, Pastor T?
That's right. And even right now, you can tell your friends and family to just dial in the number 646-668-8537. You know the number. Y'all dialed in. So text your friends and family and just tell them to dial in right now. You don't want to miss this program. We have a very special guest tonight, and we don't want you to miss it. So dial them. And also, you can click on the picture of T. Myron Tasila wherever you see the post for this show. If you missed it, a few days past, and you missed the show, and you was like, "Oh, I wanted to see the show." Well, wherever you see the post, just click on the picture of T. Myron Tasila. It could be on Facebook, Tumblr, or Twitter, or even if you see a picture of Eldred Smith, that's our guest, by the way, on Instagram. Just dial in, because we've got it all over the place, and. Man, we're going to have some fun tonight, Pastor Tasila. I can't wait to get started. But before we get started, we have to do what we do every week. And you know what that is. It's time for a TNT product. Indeed, it's time for T. Myron and Tasila moment. So get ready for a TNT moment right now. Pastor Tasila, what do we have for today?
This is really interesting. Someone wanted to know, what nationality is God?
Whoa.
And that's like asking, is interesting. So that's like asking, so what material is the sun made of?
Yeah.
That's a tricky question, seeing that God already existed before any man was created. He was already here. And then he said, let us make mankind after our image and likeness, with the ability to have a body, a soul, and a mind, and emotions, and a spirit, which we could say God is a spirit, because we all know God is a spirit with a mind and emotions and a body. And his kingdom was already set up before mankind existed, and Jesus showed us that when he was transfigured. Remember when he went to the mountain and he took the three, and when he blew them away.
Peter, James, and John.
And when and then he said, before Abraham was, I am, meaning he was here before the existence even of Abraham. And the word says that which was from the beginning, and in John, he says, that which was from the beginning, we saw him with our very own eyes. He was having an awakening. That's what was happening to John. He was going over what happened to him. He was having a revelation and an awakening. And he said concerning who they were in the presence of God. That's what it was. He was remembering back when they were standing in his presence, and he was going over all the parts. He said, we gazed upon him and heard him speak, our hands actually touched him. The one who was from the beginning, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. The same was in the beginning with God. All things were made by him, and without him was not anything made that was made. This scripture is speaking of Jesus, the one who created the universe, the sun, the moon, the stars, mankind, and the light, and the spirit of man. And then in John 4:24, it says, God is a spirit. Romans 4:1 says, Abraham, our father, according to the flesh. So when our great God, because God can die for our sins, and he decided to come through the lineage of Abraham according to the flesh and place his incorruptible seed into Mary's womb to be born to for the purpose of reconciling us back to the Father. He came through the lineage according to the flesh of the Jewish nation. But God is bigger than nationalities. He existed before nationalities were created. He is the great I am. Amen, Brother
right.
T. And
amen.
This is just interesting because according to the flesh, he came through the Jewish nation. But we're talking about something that's greater than that was here before the flesh even existed.
That's true.
Amen.
Amen. You know, I like what you said, Pastor Tosila, that he placed the incorruptible seed, and we know that Jesus is the incorruptible seed, and he placed that seed in Mary's womb, not her egg, in her womb, and we're going to explain that in a minute. Now, you know, actually, don't get me started on this subject anyway, Pastor Tosila, because I could go on and on. But anyway, God is our source. He is our source. All things come from him. Keep in mind that God isn't a fallen natured man. We always want to make God like us when God wants us to be like him. Even when he appeared to us as Jesus, when God appeared as Jesus, we must keep in mind that Jesus is God manifested in the flesh. Manifested, brought to light, made obvious, clearly seen in the flesh. He came to this earth in the appearance of a Jew. He came in the appearance of a Jew out of respect to the promise that he gave, that God gave to Abraham, to make Abraham a father of many nations. Genesis 17, verse 5, neither shall your name any more be called Abram or Abram, but your name shall be called Abraham, father of many nations have I made thee. See, when his name was Abram or Abram, he was the father of a nation. But when the Lord changed his name to Abraham, he became the father of many nations. Now, the only way that God's promise to Abraham could be kept was through Jesus Christ, Yeshua HaMashiach. Jesus is the bridge that allows all men to come to God the Father. Jesus was God himself. In reality, God is of no earthly nationality. He's of no earthly nationality. However, he can appear in the likeness of any nationality if he wants to. If he wants to commune with you, there was a reason that God appeared as a Jew, and that reason was because God himself would have to enter into the world. God had to enter himself into the world, and he did it by being born of a Jewish virgin, a young woman. But Jesus, however, was not a Jew. He was born of a woman, a young virgin woman. But still, a young virgin Jewish woman. But still, Jesus was not a Jew. What? I can see everybody now. What? Well, understand what I'm saying. Here's the reality of the situation. None of Mary's fallen natured blood entered into Jesus while he was in her womb. None of it. That's why his birth was a supernatural, miraculous birth, because none of Mary's blood was involved. Luke number 1, verse 35, and the angel answered and said unto her, the Holy Spirit shall come upon you, and the power of the highest shall overshadow you. Therefore also that holy thing which shall be born of you shall be called the Son of God. Keep in mind that Mary was a virgin. A virgin girl, a young girl. She had never been with a man. So for her to be pregnant was a miracle. but her fallen nature blood could not be in Jesus. He would have been defiled. Had any of Mary's fallen natured blood entered Jesus, then he could not have died for our sins, because he would not have been the perfect sacrifice. Remember, when the children of Israel brought their sacrifices, when they brought their lambs and bullocks and all of that, those lambs and bullocks couldn't have any spot or wrinkle. They had to be perfect. So Jesus had to be the perfect sacrifice in order to reconcile mankind back to God. That's why he was called the only begotten of the Father. Keep in mind that Scripture says, and you hit on this, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. The Word was God himself, and that is the same Word that spoke the universe into existence. And all things,
exactly.
And all things, everything that exists was created by God's Word. Well, that same Word, which is God himself, became a man and dwelled among the people, and they saw him. They saw their Savior, Emmanuel. And you know, Emmanuel means God with us. God was right there. They saw God right in their face, so they could touch God, handle him, talk directly to him, visibly see him, and walk with him. And that's what they did. And even now, we can still do the same thing. The Lord could very well appear to you, and we will have Emmanuel in our face, God with us right in our face. He looked like a Jew when he walked the shores of Galilee. He looked like a Jew when they saw him. He walked and got tired and got hungry like a natural man. And he did all things that a fallen natured natural man would do except break God's laws. He did not break any laws. He followed all the Jewish traditions and lived in their culture. He followed the Torah, the laws, and the prophets, and fulfilled all prophecy concerning him during his time on earth, and shall yet fulfill the rest of the prophecy concerning his return. He was not a fallen natured man. He was Jesus. He was divine. He was God in the flesh. And although he took on the appearance of a Jew, he is not and was not a Jew. Not now, not even back then. He is not a black man. Jesus is not a black man. Jesus is not a white man. Jesus is not an Indian, a Chinese, or Japanese. He is not a German. He's not Italian or Hispanic. He is of no natural nationality. He is God. All nationalities came from him, but he is not of them. It is important for people to understand this. To say that Jesus is a Jew or any other nationality is taking away the deity of Jesus Christ. Understand that. It's taking away the deity of Jesus Christ. Jesus is not religious. He's not political. So stop putting him in these categories. Jesus is the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. He is the King of Glory. He is the King of the universe. He has all power and authority over the heavens and the earth. So do not bring him down to our level, especially now in this hour. Take away his holiness. Keep in mind that every knee shall bow and every tongue shall confess that Jesus Christ is Lord. What does that mean? It means that Yeshua HaMashiach is Yahweh. He is Yehovah. He is Yud-Heh-Vav-Heh. He is God. Now, I know that some people will be angry with me concerning this, but let the Holy Spirit lead you into all truth. You know that, right? But let the Holy Spirit lead you into all truth. open your heart to the Holy Spirit so he can reveal the revelation of Jesus Christ. Let the Holy Spirit show you that God is the Father, God is the Son, and God is the Holy Spirit. Jesus is Yahweh Elohim and has always been God. So the answer to the question, what nationality is God? The answer is clear. God. God is his nationality. God. Amen. I could go on and on with this, Pastor Tassila, you know that. But I'll just save it for a future sermon. So you guys look out for it, a future sermon on this subject. And we're going to get into more deeper detail with it because there's so much more.
It is. And what about when the Lord says, so the things of God knoweth no man but the Spirit of God. But the natural man receiveth not the things of the Spirit of God, for they are foolishness unto him, neither can he know them because they are spiritually discerned. Some things, you know, people want to bring God to this earthly level, and they have pictures of him. He told people don't make any graven images or pictures of him. But when they do, it's always a person of some nationality that he really isn't.
They want to bring him down to
our level. Probably a greater material than the sun is. they want to continue to bring him to this level and look at it from our point of views. But this thing is greater and bigger than all of us. The Lord
He's
is greater
and bigger than all
and,
of it. Right. Absolutely.
Oh, I love it.
Amen. You're listening to Christian Talk with Timar and Tassila, and we will be right back with our special guest after this song, Don't Go Away. Stay there.
The enemy came up against your home. The enemy came up against your children. The enemy came up against your name. The enemy came up against your character. You will win, win. You will win, you win.
You're gonna win, yeah. You're a winner. You're
match to you. Win. It's your winning season. Praise the Lord. It's winning season in this hour for Christians, those who are in the flow of the Holy Spirit, those who are at attention and ready and expecting the Lord to move in a mighty way. It's our winning season. So let's get into our place, soldiers. Let's stand at attention. Get into your place. Get in your spot. Get in your office, your position in God, and work from under your anointing so that we can bring many souls into the kingdom of God. Hallelujah. Well, Pastor Tassila, I'm going to introduce our guest. Yes. Today, our special guest is Pastor Eldred Smith, founder of New Vision Christian Learning Center. How are you, my brother?
Doing good. How about yourself? How are both of you?
Oh, good. Hi, Eldridge. Oh, my God, it's been years. How are you?
Doing well, doing well.
Let me tell the people.
Go ahead.
No, well, I was just going to tell them a little bit more about you. Pastor Eldred Smith, he also formed the Men of Vision. I remember when you formed that group, and Vision City Choir. Pastor Smith is an excellent musician. He is a true minister of music and a father of four and grandfather of three. Everybody, welcome Pastor Eldred Smith, Sr. All righty. And you heard the applause.
Welcome.
Yay! Eldred,
hearing the applause is just like me hearing music everywhere I go, even though there's not a piano there.
I know, you just hear it. I hear you. That's true. Well, tell us a little bit about your story.
Well, before I say anything about me, I was enjoying that excerpt that you and Tassila, is it?
Tassila.
What you guys were talking about is not a color. But the Word of God says that He is a spirit. And see, how he can make us like Him is the fact that we have a spirit. Before we even had our physical existence, in chapter 1 of Genesis, around about 25, it said that Elohim created male and female. He created us first. Even before He reached down in the ground and made something out of us, He spoke us into existence. He created by his word. He created us. And then He took the time to bend down. And I believe it was chapter 2 that He took down.
Mm-hmm.
He took the
right.
dirt from the ground, made it from the clay, breathed into that clay, and we became a living soul. We became a living being. And when you said that that He put the seed in her
incorruptible
womb,
seed. Mm-hmm.
An incorruptible seed. And see, that's how in Genesis it said that the seed of the woman would bruise the head of the serpent. The seed of the woman.
I hear you.
The woman does not have
Amen.
A seed.
Right.
She has
right.
a egg. So that seed,
exactly.
like you said, that seed right there was miraculously. Divinely placed in her womb, so that Jesus and he could not violate. Jesus could not violate the law of birth. He could not come
right.
in any other form except through the birth canal. And
right.
by coming through the birth canal, He defeated what Satan even did himself. Satan couldn't come. Or He did not come through the birth canal, and there is no other creation made like Jesus. So that when He
right.
defeated Satan, when He defeated Satan and took the keys from Satan, took the birth from Satan, or the certificate of ownership of the earth from Satan, by coming as a man, a God man,
mm-hmm.
a very God
there it
and
is.
Very man, then
yes.
he was able, he had the right to take, because there was no other man that could live the life that Jesus lived. There was no other man on earth that could live a sinless life. Even though God loved David, David was after a man after God's own heart. He could not himself take that right back from Satan because of the cover that he had, the sin cover, the sin flesh that he had. It had to be a righteous seed, the righteous seed, that was able to take mm-hmm. from death, hell, and grave, put the victory mm-hmm. from death, hell, and the grave, and mm-hmm. became the victor over death.
Mm-hmm.
So there was no one else that could do that. I couldn't do it. I couldn't think
right.
about it. I couldn't even dream of doing it, because
exactly.
only God
every day,
could die for us.
Mm-hmm. Only God could do it.
Mm-hmm.
Jesus
mm-hmm.
lived with, never bowed down
yeah.
to sin. He never
right.
gave up his right to the throne. When Satan tried to tempt him, Jesus said that Satan had to worship and everyone. Thou shalt worship God, and him only shalt thou serve.
That's right.
Jesus did not even serve Satan or bow down to Satan or even take any of the temptations, including trying to make a stone out of bread.
Right.
He didn't have to do any of those. Jesus never did a parlor trick to please Satan. He never did
right.
any magic to please Satan.
Mm-hmm.
As a matter of fact, there's a song that's out there that has been misquoted, saying that as Jesus turned stone to bread, Willie Nelson saying that in the Michael Jackson songs, We Are the World, that it never mm-hmm. happened. Jesus never turned the stone into bread.
Mm-mm.
He didn't fall to the trick. He didn't fall to the okey-doke.
Mm-hmm.
But I wanted to say something totally different, but once you started off that in that direction, that Jesus was not Hebrew, or not Hebrew, you said he was not a Jew. And even the Jews that are there now are not even Jews.
Mm-hmm.
But that's another story for another time.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
But, the
most exciting part was Jesus transfiguring himself to say, here's where I really came from. I could go
that's
there
right.
if I wanted to. I can call on
mm-hmm.
10,000s of angels if I want to, but I'm here in obedience to bring you guys in. What a beautiful thing that happened to the whole universe. Mm-hmm. Him being obedient, even to death. Mm-hmm. Got us all in. We wouldn't have made
amen.
It.
I know I would have.
All of us. I know.
And no matter how
mm-hmm.
I smile, no matter how I go through pain or suffering, I still couldn't have made it on my own. I could not have made it on my own. What is
right.
that Martin Sapp saying? Never could have made it without
could've
you,
made.
Without you.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Well, to answer some questions, what have I done in 20 years? Since I saw you, I've been to Nigeria. I got a chance to go with Apostle Joseph Sims, and I was a tag along, so I thought. But when I got there, he allowed me to teach a worship seminar. And one of the things that I had mentioned to the church where I was at was that they were not to give up what God gave them, because people were coming to take your worship throughout the world. And in a couple of years from the time that I was there in 94, people came and they took the worship from Africa. Africa was trying to learn the European style or the American style of worship, but they had something even, not so much it was greater, let me put it that way, but they had something that the world bought into. And if you listen to it now, you'll hear a lot of musicians like Israel Houghton, Ty Trippett, and a few other choirs that have taken the African style of singing, the African style of worship, which brings an exuberance out of us that that other style only, like Amazing Grace, that was good for its season. But and I'm trying not to be offensive in the language that I'm saying, but there is a certain breakthrough that can only be done through the style that they are using now, whereas before, our slave songs, I'm going to say it like that, they brought us at least for another 50 to 100 years away from slavery, but now we've got praise that takes us on to the next level in worship, takes us on to the next level in praise. And let me catch my breath. As I play at church now, as I play worship, I try not to go backwards, even though there are some songs that brought us through, but now it's some songs that are going to take us on. There are some that brought us through, took us through. Now it's some more that is going to carry us to the next place, to the next level. There's a song that came out, It's a New Season, It's a New Day, A Fresh Anointing Flowing My Way, A Season of Power, A Season of Authority, It's a New Season Coming My Way. Well, we're past that new season now. It's not like you just said. There's some war song. There's some ways to break through where we are now, break through COVID. There's some scriptures that prepared us well in advance. Psalms 91, I'm reading out of the African Contemporary Bible. Live under the protection of God Most High and stay in the shadow of God All-Powerful. Then you will say to the Lord, You are my fortress, my peace of safety. You are my God, and I trust you. The Lord will keep you safe from secret traps and deadly diseases. He will spread his wings over you and keep you secure. His faithfulness is like a shield or a city wall. I'm going to stop right there. Just a few of those verses right there let me know that even the diseases that are in the land, that have been in the land for years, for generations, it has been he who dwells in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. I will say of the Lord, He is my refuge and my fortress, my God. In Him will I trust. Even when snares and fowlers fall around us, even when the sicknesses come up on the land, God gave us the ability to even come through that. Every generation that I know has come through something, swine flu, bird flu, whatever the flu has been in the land, God has still given us strength to come out of it. We can take we can take the vaccines, we can take whatever we take, but if we don't take the word right along with it, all we're doing is practicing medicine. All we're doing is practicing pharmacy. And there's a word, the Hebrew Greek word for pharmacy. I don't want to carry it out all over the air, but the Bible calls it witchcraft. What we want to do is whatever we're taking, whatever we're eating, whatever we're having to live by, we're to thank God for, we're to my grandma used to say, send it up my timber. Pray over my food. Send up your timber. Mm-hmm. Let the Lord know you're thankful for even the very pill that is supposed to heal. And if there's nothing in there, to help you come through this, because they say that medicine don't heal. It just prolongs. It just pickles you. Whatever it is, ask God to heal you.
There it is.
He said, by his,
That's the one thing I have against a lot of what's going on, is Christians are putting more faith in the vaccination than they are into the King of Kings. And churches are promoting more vaccinations than they are the Lord Jesus Christ. And I know our God can heal. And,
this is where we're supposed to
be most happy right now, and about the power of God being on all of us and shielding us and keeping us from all these things.
Amen. Amen. I had a leader in the church tell the church, it was one of the churches I was praying for, that I believe in science and I believe in the doctors. And I was waiting for him to say, but most of all, I believe in God. I never heard it.
Amen.
Mm-hmm. Oh,
and
wow.
The church came down under the CDC laws rather than letting them know that even though we are cleaning and making sure that we're keeping our hands clean, and even if we're wearing masks, we're still trusting God to keep us. Behold, he that keepeth Israel shall neither slumber nor sleep. He said, 1,000 shall fall at thy side and 10,000 at your right hand, but it shall not come nigh thee. Do we believe the word or not? Do we believe what God said or not? So I'm one of those.
I
believe the word. I believe it. And I have people come
and
up
and you better believe in this time, because this is just the beginning of the whole situation. We're just at the starting point of it. I don't know what's going to happen if people don't trust God. If you're going to fold. You have to stand in his word right now.
Amen. Amen. And that's where I stand right now. I was just telling Pastor Timar that before I came on, I called it and let him know that I received a letter from a hospital wanting me to come in for a checkup. Now, I've never been to the hospital before. Somehow or another, they got my numbers, whether it's one of those robo calls or whether how they mail different blanket mails.
Right.
As soon as I opened up the letter, my eyes got blurry. I said, not today. Not today. I'm not in fear. As a matter of fact, I trust God. And when I got to the phone to call you, I opened up my scripture, and here it is. I can read it. I can see it all the way. There's no blurry in front of me. I refuse to lie down. I refuse to give up my faith in God. I refuse to not trust. And I was one of those people that when I went to Nigeria, my passport came late. My ticket to the airplane came just on time, and I never was able to get my shots. I flew there. I flew back. Not a bug bit me. Not a fly landed on me. No mosquitoes, no nothing. Got there, and a week later, I was coming home. So God can keep you.
That's
will keep him in perfect peace, whose mind is stayed on thee. My purpose was not to go there to show off, but to serve. And I was able to go there and serve and come home and be protected.
Wow. Praise the Lord. You're a walking, living testimony. We all are, because we never got any of this virus that's out right now either.
Amen.
So we're trusting God all the way.
I had an assistant pastor that nothing would stop him. Every time we were going to sing somewhere, he was ready to go, and he got a report from the doctor saying that he had cancer, and after a while, he started fighting verbally, stating that Jesus has got me. No matter what, God has got me. But then when COVID hit, and they started shutting things down. They tried to shut some churches down. The ones that knew their rights kept going. But my assistant decided he had to stay home because he didn't want to catch nothing. And when your faith level is at a certain place, I understand. I understand you want to be safe.
Mm-hmm.
But during this during this year, he stayed in his chair so long his legs stopped working like they normally do.
Mm-hmm.
So he's allowed atrophy to set in. The fight left him, and the only place he can go is to the doctor and home. I said, well, what about your exercise? What about you walking in the gym? What about you walking up and down your steps at home? Well, the doctor, I have to see the doctor. Okay, well, and that's typical of a lot of people today, a lot of quote-unquote Christians today. We're supposed to be like Christ. We're supposed to believe Christ, but instead we're believing what the people say rather than what the Word says.
Mm-hmm.
So I spoke to him. I try not to be what you would call a hell and fire and brimstone preacher to him, but I try to encourage him according to the Word. And that's where I leave it. I can't take you anywhere beyond what the Word of God says.
Right.
Amen.
Yeah. And his beliefs in it. Right. So, Eldridge, what has been going on? It's like, how long have you been in this little group you're talking about? The
Men of Vision.
The one you just created. Yeah.
The men at the church, when I first started it back in the early, toward 2007, the church we founded in 2007, and the men were coming to church, and they wanted something to do. We had the men's fellowship on Saturday, and they wanted to sing. I said, sing? You guys want to sing? And I said, okay, well, let's try this. A couple of voices together. They started sounding good. People started coming to our rehearsals first. And then we got invited to a mental health hospital. We got invited to a Cuban church, which spoke Spanish, but they loved the music.
Mm-hmm.
And from there, we went to the Indian Reservation. From Indian Reservation Morongo, we went to Indio, California. Then from Indio, California, we went to a Martinez Indian Reservation, out to Costa Mesa to a mental health hospital out there, and a Filipino church, and we just started going and going. And at one point, we were hitting the quartet circuits. At that point, I got tired of it because we were not trying to perform. We were trying to minister. And it looked like because we ministered like we did, and our group was even getting more popular, they started putting us at the end of the program. And I told them, we're doing this for free. Let's stick to ministry outreach. So we started doing it, singing in the park, going down to the shelter in downtown L.A. I still have a handful, started off with four, ended up with 25 men. And from 25 men, we started New Vision City Choir. And because there were women coming to rehearsal that wanted to sing. And so we made New Vision City Choir with one of the directors was Minister Denise Hightower. We just began to grow and grow. And then COVID-19 hit. And a lot of people stayed in. I was still going to church. Whatever church was open, I was going and playing. The church that I currently play for now was the only church that I knew of in my area that was open. And as a matter of fact, the choir members introduced me to them, the Church of the Frozen Chosen. But it's not the Frozen Chosen any longer. They love singing. They love and they sound real good. I used to
is
even
that the
combine
name
them.
Of their church?
No, the church is. I'm trying to leave the name of the church out because I don't want to put any spirit in. But that's how the choir introduced themselves to me. But then they started singing with my New Vision City Choir. Sometimes we would combine our group, whether it was on New Year's Eve or wherever it was. We combine the both, I've had Baptist Church of God in Christ, Episcopalian, CME, AME, and Presbyterian sing it together. I had a in the men's group, I had an ex-con with the cook inside the prison singing together. So you got a prisoner and what do you call them? The ones that work in the ditch in the prison. Anyhow, they worked together singing after he got out. So God used this outreach to touch a lot of men and touch a lot of souls. And it's something when you can see 25 men singing and praising the Lord and harmonizing.
Hmm.
So that's
wow. I bet it was a lot of ladies coming to see that.
And you're right. But,
I can imagine.
And in rehearsal, we had to remind the brothers that we're here to minister. We're here for giving God the glory. Yes, you know how to sing now. You. As a matter of fact, I had a guitar player that said, "Pastor, I just want to make the devil out of a lie." I said, "What do you mean?" He said, "They tell me I can't sing. I want to learn how to sing." He ended up being one of our lead singers. We had Sterling Caesar's nephew in our group. We've had Michael Winans was a part of us.
Mm-hmm.
Him and his wife. Mm-hmm. We would open up for them in concerts, and they would. He wrote a couple of songs for us while he's been living out here. But yeah, God has given us some favor with people. I got a chance to meet. Phil Bailey.
Okay.
Got a chance to meet him.
What you related to him was funny. Yeah. The way you related to him was funny.
Oh.
I know that song. That was so funny.
From the Whispers. I got a chance to meet him. I told him I would like for our group to sing some of your gospel songs. And so we started practicing it. But I have a few guys.
Walter,
that,
you said? Scotty? Okay.
The other twin.
Mm-hmm.
But at this point in time, I just want to be able to leave a legacy stating that and did what God told me to do musically. I do speak.
Mm-hmm.
I do teach. Matter of fact, I took a bit of Dr. Dillard, Dr. Price, and even Pastor Stewart, Dr. Stewart, Clyde Stewart,
mm-hmm.
Their teaching as far as the Hebrews. And the Black Dr. Dillard was a Black presence in the Bible a few years back. And I've refined it for me to understand for myself that formerly known as slaves, were part of a great number of people that came from Israel by way of Negro land, which is called West Africa. Found out that Africa was not Africa, but in the Bible was made known as Ethiopia. At one point, part of it was Ethiopia. Part of it is known as Egypt or whatever. But digging in history, trying to relate history to the biblical studies, I'm starting to find more and more information that was hidden. That was, and I don't mean hidden from the Bible, but hidden from us as a people, because when you know who you are, when you know your history, no one can fool you. No one can tell you that you're nothing. No one can tell you that you didn't come from anything. When you find out that you are and that you have, you don't have to be braggadocious about it. You don't have to be arrogant about it. You don't have to be erudite about it. You just know. You know that God has made you for a purpose. You know that there's there's a reason why you're here now and not when your great-great-grandparents were born. I am so thankful that I was not born in slavery. I am so thankful that I was born in this season to be able to do what I'm doing now, to be able to know that God has created me for a purpose now, and that I don't have to be ashamed of who I am now. I don't have to be ashamed of my past, because that's what it is. It's a past. It's no longer in my present, and it's not a part of my future. God has made me who I am now for my future and for what he has planned for me.
We all are blessed to be in this time. You know, a lot of people are kind of weary about the season that we're in, but actually it's exciting.
It
really
is exciting.
If you really, we're blessed all to be a part of this end time, because I think that anybody can go through the end times like this. They're specially made. God built them for this time that, you know, that we're in right now. We're the, I feel, last generation before the millennial. And I think the Lord want to use us all to do something special through us, each and every one of us, you know. Yeah, especially the church. And that's why I feel that the enemy attacked it, because he wants to bring confusion to the church when God has something beautiful where he wants to pour out his spirit on all, you know, the people in the church. You know, he wants them to get off task with the virus, and you're plagued, and, you know, you can't do this, you're stuck, and, you know, supplies is stopped, and he wants everybody to take their focus on something else when God says he has the breath of life to give to all of us. That's something big for us. And then he talks about Psalms 139, how we all are wonderfully and fearfully made in the womb. Before we even he knew us, he made us and created us for something big and beautiful. I think this generation is blessed to be here, because, you know, this is really a trying time for everyone. Whoever comes through this, I think they're really going to be blessed for making it through this time, you know, even though people think that everybody's down here struggling. I don't really see it like that, because God, I feel the Holy Spirit getting stronger. I feel the presence of the Lord getting bigger and encompassing the church and pulling them up into a certain place. You know, I don't see defeat. I see something great about to happen to the church and to the body.
And that's what this radio broadcast is about, because God has given you to a message that the part of the message that I heard when I first came on, you are bringing life back to a dead body, like Ezekiel speaking to the dry bones.
The dry bones.
Well, it's the church has dried up, and it's time for the church to wake up, arise, and shine, for your light is coming, and the glory of the Lord has risen upon thee. So we've got to remind ourselves who we are. Children of the Most High God, children of the Living God.
We're not
a wooden God, as you were saying. God told us not to make any graven images, not any. And back in the day, the Indians didn't even like their picture taken. Their image, they didn't like their image being taken here in America. They knew something we didn't know. I did enjoy the first 22 minutes of the radio broadcast, because you had something to offer. You were offering the body not only information but life.
Yeah, that's what we want to do. I want to ask you a question, Eldred, because you're out there and you're visiting a lot of different churches. Where would you say the atmosphere or the feeling in the church is right now? How do you see it? You know, from visiting so many places and the overall Christian body, how do you see where the atmosphere is?
There is two things going on. The ones that are believing the narrative that we all have to stay in. We all have to get our vaccinations. And even after we got our vaccinations, now they want to say now we have to get some more because there's a variant that have come out. And then after that variant, now they're talking about they're suggesting not being able to buy food or take a trip or get on the plane without another vaccination or without any vaccination. So basically it's a preparation, preparing the world for basically control. Anytime that the TV programs are all saying the same thing, the narrative is being set up for something to happen. Mm-hmm. Same thing happened during Auschwitz. The same thing happened during the German.
Mm-hmm.
The German occupation, they had everybody on the TV saying the same thing. This is for your benefit. If you don't take this, it's for your benefit if you take it. But if you don't take it, now what? You're speaking against, quote unquote, the government. When even back then they had some liberties, all liberties were taken away. That seems like what they're trying to do again. But for the grace of God, for the people of God, that know how to pray and know how to stand, it's not going to happen as they feel their narrative is going to be. I believe that if we, God's people, if my people would humble themselves and pray and turn from their wicked ways and seek my face, then will I hear from heaven. We got to repent. We got to turn. Mm-hmm. Then we got to seek the face of God and pray. There's something about communicating with God, communing with God. There's times when I've gone, wasn't a walk just to see the community, but to pray for my environment. Because unless we ask God to cover, unless we ask the community of our own communities, the enemy will have it. The other situations will begin to rise. The troubles begin to rise. From the time that I grew up here in Compton, where I'm at, there were a lot of stuff happening back when I was a kid. It's not happening the same now because there were people that began to pray for the community. They pulled down strongholds, like you were saying earlier, the songs of spiritual warfare. Unless we understand who we are and called to be, to pull down strongholds, to sing, to break yokes, to scatter, as it were, the powers of the enemy through our praise, through our prayer, through our worship. So to say all of that, I am
and
thankful that
I'm able to. Saying, you said you're seeing two things, the believing the narrative and preparing the world for control and the church. And then the second thing you said, you're seeing two things in the church.
I see a remnant rising up.
Say that.
And you may not understand it, but there are a lot of musicians that have begun to prophesy on their instruments. Whenever I deal with musicians now, that's the word that I give them. We're not playing just to be playing. We're prophesying. We're breaking. Mm-hmm. We're releasing. We're setting in order. I have a friend who went up to who just recently moved up to Portland, Oregon. He was down here from Los Angeles, and before he left, we would sharpen each other, iron sharpening iron. We would talk the word over. We'd talk about what God is calling us to do and what do we think that's our next level. What's the next thing that we have to do? One thing is to continue praying. Next thing is to continue seeking God's face because I want to be a part of the next move. I want to be a part of that that army that's going to Shabak. I even went out and I was going to buy me a shofar. But at a men's prayer breakfast, there was a young man, a Hispanic brother, that said the Lord told him that this was my shofar. He said, "Can you blow this?" I took it and blew it. He said, "It's yours." He said, "God said it was yours." He said, "I couldn't blow it." So mm-hmm. Periodically I'll go to Long Beach, stand over the bluff and pray and blow my horn.
Amen. I know that's correct.
You're calling them.
We got
calling everybody to order.
We're calling.
Blowing the trumpet.
That's what I did 2019. When I started blowing, next thing I know, there were horns blowing around me. There were other people. It was Yom Teru. And as I was blowing, there were some other brothers that came out there, both Hispanic and black, and sounded their horns.
Mm-hmm.
So when God wants to call us together, he can call us together.
Right. Mm-hmm. It is a remnant rising up, and God's church is on the rise, and that's the exciting part about everything. And, you know, there isn't a demonic agenda, and I'm sorry, I'm sad for the church and the people that are falling for that, you know, for what's really, you know, it's not true. But the media is so, my goodness, they're like
wicked.
The false prophets.
Yeah.
They're all part of the agenda.
Yeah, and so,
that's
you
true.
Know, I had a call yesterday from a lady whose husband or whoever he was, he went off on her because they won't receive the vaccination. And he was saying you Christians are stupid and talking about them and bringing them down. And she was like, what do I do with a situation like this, you know? They want to blame the unvaccinated, but it's not. This is some program that has already been in place. It doesn't matter who's vaccinated or not vaccinated. This
That's
agenda
right,
is
because
going
Obama
to take place.
President Obama announced it when he was in office. President Obama announced the pandemic when he was in office, that there was a pandemic coming.
Okay.
That there was
and
a pandemic
that makes
coming.
Two. Mm-hmm.
Huh?
That makes,
you said that
two,
makes
people.
Two.
Bill Gates announced it also in 2015 about the virus that was coming.
Well, they plan at built. Let me slow down because it's coming out wrong. They plan in Sonora Valley, the Bilderberg Group, the secret orders, the secret leaders of the world. The leaders of the world plan had this pandemic already planned and in place. They talked about Wuhan, China, and then they stopped talking about it. But it came from America to Wuhan and then from Wuhan to the world.
That's
right.
Why they always coming back on us, because they knew it was some stuff going on over here also. And one of the main people that stands up in front of the people every day, I pray God will unfold and reveal him, because he's a big part of all of it.
You talking about Fauci? I can say it because his name is in the news every day. He's constant.
Yeah.
As a matter of fact, he mentioned something about chloroquine. At the beginning, how good it was, and then when the president mentioned it, when the president mentioned taking it or that we should take it, all of a sudden, no, we shouldn't. That's you don't know what you're talking about. Basically, that's foolish. Well, it was foolish when the president said it, because he was agreeing with that situation at the time. But then when he started, the president took some immediately. He said he had the virus, but then immediately it kicked it out, and they couldn't prove it otherwise. So it was something that everybody else wasn't taking, but it was not what we're taking now.
Right.
I was listening to a broadcast where these people were talking about how the side effects that happened to them. One lady had something a few years ago that. It was a vaccination. She started walking backwards, could not walk forward without having a palsy or whatever. She can walk backwards straight, but she couldn't walk forward straight. These other people were having grand mal seizures. There were other people that were losing their clarity of thought, and this is just recently. It was
right
before the Senate. So they know it's out there. They're telling them they believe these people believed in vaccination, but no one is addressing their problems now. That they believe in science. They believe in all of this. One lady said, "I even had my son to go take his vaccination, and now he can't even go to college like he has started." So yeah, they are finding out that these vaccines have something in them that inhibits people from thinking clearly.
Mm-hmm.
They squash the story about the little robots or nanobots inside
mm-hmm.
the
nanochip.
Vaccine.
Mm-hmm.
Nanochip.
Yeah.
So
mm-hmm.
if they had to squash it, why? Because they want to continue giving out the vaccine.
Mm-hmm.
They want to continue. They have, what, three different strands of vaccines, Moderna, Johnson & Johnson, Pfizer. These are
mm-hmm.
Companies that will shut any other company down for talking about it. But the truth is, you've got negative results. And they say, well,
mm-hmm.
if 1,000 people die from it, that's a good ratio. What do you mean? If one person dies.
I know. Oh, right. And like yesterday on the news thing, I kept showing to you, it says 13-year-old takes vaccination and dies, and then when you open it up, it's gone. 12 people die after vaccination. You open it up, it's gone. They keep, every time, they're clearing it all out. They don't even want you
yes.
to hear it or know about it.
So,
it takes
people to keep placing it.
Say that again,
you said,
Eldridge.
It's going to take people to keep replacing it online, keep reposting it,
right.
it more than once.
Reposting,
yeah.
And that's what they always say. My daughter always says, look and listen before they take it down, because they don't want you to hear the truth, and they don't want you to understand. So if everything is groovy and all well, then why is there a booster? What's the booster for? Did it work
exactly.
or didn't it?
Well, that's what it was supposed
that's
to do.
That's the point. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, the booster was
especially so soon.
Yeah, they never said anything about a booster at first, and that's just like some of these scams that are out there. They get you to give a couple of dollars, and then next thing you know, they want more money, and then more money, and after a while, they've got your bank account, and you're broke. Why? Because of what they said. Well, this is something that everybody should do, but they don't, because they don't know about it. They probably know that if they give you money, they're giving you access to a whole lot of other things. That's what's happening with these drugs. They give you a little access, and then all of a sudden now it's causing you to be crippled, and not necessarily
mm-hmm.
limping, but crippled in the fact that your legs are now not working at all. I have a friend who was a drummer, but his problem was he was overweight. And because it attacks the immune system, there's a virus that they released into the atmosphere, because they couldn't have gotten here any other way but being released into the atmosphere.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
All of a sudden, a healthy man dies, a bus driver, healthy. I asked his son, well, how did he pass? He said, because of COVID. I doubt if it was COVID more than the fact that he had already been ill. He's overworked. He was an awesome drummer, but he play at church, and he'll work almost 13 hours, 14, 15 hours a day driving the bus.
Mm-hmm.
And what
and
do we say?
God.
Oh, he was a good father. He was a good father. He worked real hard for his
mm-hmm.
family, but he died of COVID.
Yeah, really interesting how a whole nation I'm going to let you say that, but I do want to say it's a whole, I don't understand why no one is doing research of how this was engineered or how did it even come about. Don't you care about that? When you want to go to the origin of and the root of how this all started, who started it and how it started, why would you just live with this and try to patch it up? Because it's an agenda. And it's being used.
It is an
and
agenda.
I really, yeah, it's an agenda that's being used.
They
for
have
the global
a patent.
Reset.
They have a patent for COVID. When there's a patent
I know
out there, that
means and guess who protected
it already? Mm-hmm. Mr. Gates.
Yeah, he's protecting the patent on the COVID. It was like, well,
yeah.
That means you own it. You created it.
He owned it.
And like
he
we
did.
Didn't hear about the children that you tested the antidote
for.
And Africa on those 50 kids who was crippled and palsied from it.
Yep.
Because they go to those poor countries and give it to them. And 50 of those kids came up really messed up with palsy and was crippled from trying to get the vaccination. Really sad.
And you know that
really
everybody
sad.
Didn't get the same. They didn't. Everybody didn't get the same vaccination. They it's like here you get one, you get one. Okay, next. You get one next. So they're just like they did with the syphilis. On those Tuskegee Airmen, or not Airmen, but the Tuskegee
right.
Test.
I know what you're saying. The syphilis,
mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yes, they tested their pathology of them dying and how long it took for them to die from that. This is basically the same thing. Gates said years ago, about like you said, about 2014 or 15, that we need to lose so many people on the earth. We need to be have depopulation so that we can
and
live.
Ethnic cleansing. Mm-hmm.
And the problem with that is we have plenty enough land all over the world.
Yeah.
If that was if land was a problem, if economics were a problem, all you got to do is let the people grow the food that they want to grow. No, you poison the land. You pay the farmers not to grow, and you. Make the animals sick. You make the fields dirty. That's why they spray all that stuff over the fields. Why? So that they can be poisoned. And now they got this new lawsuit out for Roundup. Because
mm-hmm.
Roundup was one
weed
of the poisons that they sprayed on the ground.
Mm-hmm.
Weed killers. See, so it's a constant cycle of depopulation. And we have to see it for what it is. That's why I started
mm-hmm.
eating the way I eat now. I don't eat mad cow anymore. I don't eat pork anymore. I'm not a Muslim, but I am a child of the Most High God. I believe that I am
mm-hmm.
a descendant of Hebrew, and because I believe that, and I know that by history, as a matter of fact, they used to let that out in movies. About the slaves being the real Hebrews, and then also the Indians in America. That what movies? Blazing Saddles talks about it. There's
mm-hmm.
a few other movies that they let out. Even the news report from Hitler telling his chief officers that America stole the jewels of God from the land, and if they find out who they really are. That would start off World War III. Well, the goal is not to start off World War III, but find out who you are and begin to grow. They don't want you to know who you are because then they owe you, and like in Nigeria and Benin, the Brits had to come back and give what they took. And same thing with the Leopold, his people from Germany and from other areas. They gave back the riches that they took from Africa, that's as far as they went. They stopped at them, but nothing to the Americans that they took land from, not over in Africa only, but right here in Oklahoma, in Tulsa, right. Oklahoma. See, so their children are waking up. They're saying that, and that's why we had a Black Lives Matter situation. The children were saying enough is enough. Stop it. It's enough. Enough abuse. People that didn't know that blacks were being abused, it wasn't that they didn't know. They just didn't want to know. They didn't want to know that America had that bad of a history. But, of course, they did. They gave the Indians smallpox with all the blankets. They took land from Mexico. They manifest destiny. Well, it's time to change the destiny and say, okay, God, we submit to you. We surrender to you. Not in God we trust, because they don't trust in the one and true and living God. There is another God, the Baphomet, that you're trusting and you're putting your belief in. I mean, I don't believe that Bill Gates trusts the true and living God. I don't believe it, because if he did, he wouldn't be doing what he's doing now. But
right.
I know you didn't want me to go in that direction, so I'm a pull back. But I have been a controversial teacher for a minute lately. The Bible says, when you know that you know the truth will set you free, or the truth will make you free. And he who the Son sets free is what? Free indeed.
Free indeed.
Mm-hmm. See, so I have to be free to not be caught up in the vaccine situation. If you have to take it, take it. If you're sick, take it. But how about the Word of God says that he'll give his angels charge over you and keep you in all your ways.
Mm-hmm.
1,000 shall fall at thy side and 10,000 at thy right hand, but it shall not come nigh thee. If it shall not come nigh me, then that's because I am part of that covenant. You have a covenant with the true and living God. Once you receive Jesus Christ into your life, you have a covenant with God. And God is in covenant with you. And if he's in covenant with you, then he's going to take care of you.
True. And what about if two or three are there in my name, I am in the
midst. In my name. Well, if I don't have anybody else but me and the Holy Ghost, that's two right there. If you got your husband, your wife, and your family, that's your army right there. See, we were having a problem about going to church, right? We can't go to church.
Mm-hmm.
What do you mean? You are the church. Where are you going? You are the church.
Mm-hmm.
Be the church.
Yes, people are the church. Continuing where you are. Mm-hmm. Stay steadfast in Christ Jesus.
Amen.
And, you know, live your life to the fullest in Christ Jesus and know him. And I love those things that you brought out, because those are some of the things that Pastor T and I preach: praise, prayer, reading, seeking God's face. That is the most important thing for Christians right now, is to have a personal one-on-one relationship where they're hearing the voice of God and they're spending time with the Lord, so that they'll know this is the way. Walk ye in it. They'll understand what's going on without even talking to people. I haven't talked to you, my goodness, in like I don't know how many years. And it could be at least 15. But your understanding and mine is basically the same as far as what is going on. What you know, the narrative in the church and the remnant that is on the rise. You got two people. You got the playing on the fence that is caught up now in a world of fear, and then you got those that are on the march, you know, that's not playing, that's, you know, trying to see exactly, follow the Lamb wherever he goes. And that's what I want to encourage the people, to keep your eyes on the Lord. It's a lot going on. It's a lot of lies, and they're trying to make the things that are evil good and the things that are good evil, you know, and blaming people for things that someone else has already created and caused. Now they're making people fight against each other, the vaccinated against the unvaccinated. was, wake up.
Yeah.
You know, why do we have to be either one?
Exactly.
Somebody did something. That's who we should be going after and praying for, that the Lord will reveal and expose those that are have wicked agendas and tear those wicked
right.
strongholds and agendas down.
Amen.
Amen. Well, you know, time is kind of going, and I want to ask Pastor Smith if he would pray for our listeners, those that are have tuned in to this broadcast. Would you just say a prayer for our listeners?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Heavenly Father, come to you for another day. Thank you for giving us our life, health, and strength. Lord, thank you for the breath that we breathe. Lord, the breath that refreshes our system, that refreshes our body. Thank you for the ability to drink water and retain it and not have to lose it out of our system immediately. God, thank you for watching over our homes, Lord, our country. Lord, I thank you that there has not been a war inside our country as it was in the Civil War days. Lord God, we pray now for our leaders over our country, over our cities, over our various home communities. Lord God, we thank you for those that are in Russia, those that are in China, those that are in Japan, those that are in Africa, those that are in Australia, Lord, in Hawaii, Lord, in the British company, in the British country, well, in all of Europe, in all of Asia, in all of the southern continents, Lord, both in South America, Peru, Argentina, Lord, from Belize all the way up to Alaska, from Alaska across Canada down back through New York to Washington, D.C., Lord God, we pray that you would cover this globe and, Lord, pull your remnant, stir your remnant, Lord, stir the church,
yeah.
the body of Christ, that we can cry out to you, God, and declare the victory over not only this COVID, not only the Delta variant, not only over every sickness that will try to come out or they will try to manipulate or manufacture. God, give us the inward strength to stand. God, give us that inward healing. Lord, you said that there was everything that we needed was in the earth already. So, God, for whatever we need to take as far as our food, whatever we need to do to build our immune systems, God, help us to do just that, that we can stand and trust you, that we can stand and not have to trust the next pharmaceutical trick to sustain the body any further, but, God, that you will sustain us by your power, by your spirit. Lord Jesus, you said that by your stripes we are healed. So, Lord, we take on the healing of your word in the name of Jesus. Now, Lord God, I thank you for this broadcast. I thank you for this husband and wife, TNT, God, that you would continue blessing them and giving them favor over the air. Give them favor to the point where they will have their television broadcast or their podcast broadcast. In the name of Jesus, God, thank you for their children. I ask you to continue blessing their children. Lord, continue blessing T's recordings that he's going to be releasing in the name of Jesus. Lord God, I thank you for my co-producer with me, Jimmy Brigonis or Jimmy Briggs. God, that you will continue giving him health and bless his wife and that she would continue standing and speaking your word and declaring that we are chosen. We are a chosen people, a royal priesthood. Lord, I thank you for those that are in the broadcast land right now, God, that are listening. I pray for them and that you would give them peace that pass all understanding. Help them to keep their hearts and minds in Christ Jesus. Lord, and I would like to say, as your psalm said, blessed is the man that walks not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor standeth in the way of sinners, nor sitteth in the seat of the scornful, but his delight, or their delight, he and her delight is in the law of the Lord, is in your word. And in your law, in your word, do we meditate day and night. We shall be like a tree that's planted by the rivers of living water, that bringeth forth its fruit in its season. His leaf shall not wither, and whatsoever he doeth shall prosper. The ungodly are not so, but are like the chaff with the, which the wind driveth away, even though they look like they're prospering now. But therefore the ungodly shall not stand in the judgment, nor sinners in the congregation of the righteous. For the Lord knows the way of the righteous, but the way of the ungodly shall perish. Lord, let us stand on your word. Let us have peace in your word. Let us have peace in you. In Jesus' name. Lord, help each one that is listening to forgive the past. Forgive those that have offended them. Release right now anyone that has held you back, or you've held yourself back, holding an ought against your brother or sister. In Jesus' name, we speak peace over their lives. Amen and amen.
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 That
and that brings our
God
program.
Bless you.
That was beautiful. God bless you, man. Thank you for being on the program. Thank everybody for tuning in. We're here again next week at 8 p.m. Pacific time, so check your time zone wherever you are all over the world. This ends our broadcast right now for today. And we will see you all next week. God bless and bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Goodbye.